This is WHQR's Communique. I'm Gina Gamboni.
Sharecropping really began after the Civil War when the South had been depleted of funds. Planters still had land, but very little cash. And newly freed people had their freedom, but not much else.
That's Claudia Stack, filmmaker and educator. When she told me she interviewed former sharecroppers for her latest documentary, I said I was surprised any were still living. I was very mistaken.
I was at a conference at Mississippi Valley State University, and the deans and the professors there, almost all of them grew up picking cotton on cotton plantations right there in the Mississippi Delta. Cotton plantations persisted into the 60s. And the majority of cotton was still picked by hand in this country until 1964.
Claudia's documentary is called Sharecrop. It screens at Mayfair this Thursday night.
Sharecrop is the story of 10 former sharecroppers. Six of them are African American, three of them are European American, and one of them is of Cherokee heritage. And so what I tried to do in Sharecrop was give a wide range of experiences. We interviewed here in southeastern North Carolina, looking at the tobacco sharecropping experience. We interviewed in Appalachia and also in the Mississippi Delta. Sharecrop really grew out of the documentaries that I made about historic African American schools, because African American communities were paying their taxes and then having to raise money again to build their own schools. And the economic context for much of that school building was sharecropping. It's my third feature film, but it's the first one to get full grant support. I really am grateful to the Middle Road Foundation and also Historic Wilmington Foundation that acted as my fiscal agent. I've been very fortunate to have the help of some really good people, especially Rich Guerin and Monty Coughlin with Carolina Video Edit Centers.
Claudia is also grateful to Trinity Washington, a Wilmington high school student who helped narrate the film.
I think it was a great experience for me to be in a documentary on sharecropping and the history of Wilmington in itself. I didn't know much about it. Not a lot of people know about our history in North Carolina. The pictures in the movie, it opens your eyes to like the struggle, really the struggle.
Tell me about one of the pictures that particularly is stuck in your mind.
I think the picture of an African-American family, and they were picking cotton. It was little kids, too. There were little kids in the picture. I think kids younger than me, even. They were helping their parents out. Just knew that that was something that they had to do. And I knew about the cotton before that, but it was just different to see that some kids who might not even be going to school that day because of, you know, the labor that they had to put in that day with their parents, so.
Someone watches Sharecrop, they'll realize that the themes that emerge are very, very current as well, because it raises themes of access to land, food deserts, the loss of African American farms. There are themes of social justice, civil rights. People will find it actually more current than they might expect.
That's Claudia Stack and Trinity Washington. They will both be at the screening of the documentary Sharecrop this Thursday night at 6:30 at Mayfair Regal Cinema. Tickets are available. Find details at WHQR.org. I'm Gina Gamboni with Communique.